Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keefe.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get to Pure Hoops with Terp. He was just getting in the lab, working up some concoctions there,
Keith. Yeah, we're cooking up some parlays.
Okay, nice.
We'll some parlays for you later.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we'll get some thoughts from Terp. If you have questions for him, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Send your questions in at Jones, W-E-E-I, at Keefe21 as well. We'll make sure to get those to Terp at high noon. In the meantime, questions here from Billy Lanny on a Would You yes. Rather Wednesday. What do we got, Bill?
All right, first one, would you rather have Cooper Flagg or Giannis?
All right, so I think the knee-jerk reaction is Cooper Flagg because he's the next great thing. He's young. He's super young. He's
Giannis,
like even younger than most guys.
And Giannis is a loser.
Giannis is a loser.
Parentheses, who won?
But I think dismissed in the fact that he is a loser that won, Giannis is about to make his seventh straight first-team All-NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He's 30 years old.
Seven!
He's 30 years old. That's why I would probably lean Flagg. But I think we kind of, myself included, kind of look down on Giannis, even though he's still consistently one of the five best players in the NBA. And Cooper Flagg would be lucky to have Giannis's career. Giannis is a two-time
Agreed.
MVP.
Agreed.
I don't know if Cooper Flagg's gonna be a two-time MVP and even a one-time world champion. Like that is, those are big shoes to fill into.
Cooper Flagg might not be a two-time All-Star.
Yeah, we have no idea.
You know, two-time MVP is rare territory.
And like perennial All-NBA first team is nothing to sneeze at.
The answer, though, is Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
I think. And 10
years younger.
Well, I would ask this two different ways. If you're Dallas, would you trade Cooper Flagg for Giannis?
See, if I'm Dallas, yeah.
I wouldn't.
So Dallas is dumb. But right now, they're hitched to Kyrie and Davis. We talked about if Tatum's out next year, does Kyrie and Anthony Davis and Giannis have a better chance of winning the title or Kyrie, Flagg, and Davis?
They definitely have a better chance of winning a title, but it's also a super slim window.
You've already done that, though. You never should have traded Luka. So I'm saying most teams shouldn't do it,
but now your window got larger with Cooper Flagg, potentially.
They'd get killed for doing it, but I feel like if you're really prioritizing one title, which is kind of what they did by trading Luka away for Anthony Davis, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly, is what they say.
We disagree. If I'm Dallas, I would rather have Cooper Flagg. I wouldn't trade it. If you're the Bucks, would you do it?
If I'm the Bucks, I'd rather have Cooper Flagg.
Same.
They are falling further and further away.
I want Cooper Flagg if I'm on either side of it. If I'm the Bucks, I want him. If I'm Dallas, I'm staying. So my answer is Cooper Flagg. But you're saying if you're Dallas, they should do it.
They should, just based on the horrible mistake they already made.
Do you think they will?
No.
Okay.
No. They're going to keep Cooper Flagg. Who also might be one of these rookies that is good right away and mm-hmm. does help you right away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like
the footage of him with Team USA last year
is incredible.
That's the most impressive thing he did.
Yes.
Way more impressive than anything he did at Duke.
I agree, because of who he was doing it against. Whereas, it took Giannis a few years. Now, Giannis wasn't the number one overall pick, but it took him a few years to really figure out who he was, and, he started slow.
What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather sit courtside with Cardi B or Kylie Jenner?
Zero contest, Cardi B. Not even close.
Is sit courtside a euphemism?
Oh, well, if it is,
I don't know.
Still Cardi B.
Yeah, Cardi B would be very entertaining.
No. Yeah, she's way more. What? Kylie Jenner, does she even speak when you're courtside?
I did see she whispered something into Chalamet's ear and he laughed. So she obviously has a joke or something.
It's just, so what? I'm just sitting next to her.
I think Cardi B would be much more entertaining. Yeah.
Not even close.
Yeah, not even close.
Not even close. Good for Steph Diggs. They look like they're having fun the other day.
They look like they're having a blast, having like the best time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, Chalamet was into the game.
Chalamet was so into the game.
Yeah.
You know what I also noticed?
Do you think he was into the game just because she's such a bore, or do you think she said nothing because he's so into the game?
I think he just knows ball, and he's super into it. But Chalamet, it is amazing to me. It's funny to me to watch some of these celebrities. Ben Stiller, who I enjoy Ben Stiller. If you see him, so he sits sort of like center court, like basically right next to Mike Breen.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the Knicks scored, he stood up and clapped. Can you imagine sitting behind Stiller and being like, dude, it's 4-2.
He's like 5'4".
Okay, luckily he's short.
Yeah.
You can still see
he's
over
super
him.
Teeny tiny.
But he's 4-2. You see Freeze Pops was taking videos of Chalamet. We got one up on Twitch right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's living and dying by every shot, which I get. Listen, I'm a big fan myself.
Look at, she's such a bore. Look at her.
Well, she's just taking in the game.
Oh, she did whisper something. You're right.
Yeah. He's laughing. He's adjusting his hat, yelling. He's yelling defense. But what's funny to me is, as much as I love it, are you going crazy in the first quarter? It's like 14-10.
Me?
I can see in the fourth quarter being like.
The only time I even got remotely animated is when Mazzulla was yelling at Tatum to get up when I was at game one against Orlando.
That's true.
I mean, me? Yeah. No, I'm not clapping at anything. But
defense.
Yeah.
Defense. Yeah, like we're good.
First quarter, no, but I will, you know,
Cardi B.
I'll go with what Nick Costos said the other day. I thought it was a good point. He's like, I actually respect all the hardcore Knicks. They go to all the games. The team sucks. They're never any good.
No.
Spike Lee's at all these games. Ben Stiller's at all these games.
Oh, Ben Stiller tweets about it.
Maybe
nonstop.
The Chalamets of the world are coming out of the woodwork, but like some of those guys are there for all these games. Not just when they're good. They're never good.
My guess is Chalamet knows what he's talking about. Remember when he went on College Game Day?
Yes.
And he was picking like Tennessee State games?
I like this. Chalamet knows ball.
I like Chalamet. He's excellent. He's the best current actor, I think, going.
And
he's got, he's Michael angry. B. Jordan.
Ooh. Well, Michael B. Jordan's my favorite. I think Chalamet is.
Now, hang on. Favorite and best.
Yeah, they are the same.
One poster
they
on
are
the wall. Who is it?
Say it again.
One poster on the wall. Who is it?
Oh, it's Michael B.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Michael B. Jordan from Sinners, probably. Smoke and Stack. Those guys up there.
Well, but you get two for one.
Yeah.
I can see why.
It's Chalamet be in the Wonka outfit.
Yeah, Chalamet hasn't played Twins yet, to my knowledge.
Not yet.
Come back to me when you play Twins.
Okay, sounds good. What's next, Billy?
Would you rather Pete Rose or Shoeless Joe Jackson in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Pete Rose. Are we even sure Shoeless Joe Jackson's a Hall of Famer?
Shoeless Joe is really good. And
was
he? Well, I mean, he got blackballed.
But like, was he like a no-doubt Hall of Famer?
I think so. He had a great World Series. You see a lot of people are talking about that now?
He hit 12 home runs in 1920.
Well, they didn't have fences back then, so they could just run all the way
back. I know it's a different game, but like, are we sure that guy was a Hall of Famer? He never won an MVP.
He led the league in
12 home runs with a dead ball.
Yeah, true.
All right, let me just give you order of MVP finishes for Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Okay.
Who played without shoes. So take that into account as well.
Yeah. I actually have this in front of me.
Fourth in the 1911 MVP.
Uh-huh.
He was ninth in 1912.
Yeah.
Runner-up in 1913.
Uh-huh.
And fifth in 1914.
Yeah, no.
And you got to remember, the baseball writers back then couldn't see every game. There's no way of them knowing every game.
I'm telling you, so he was never the MVP? Like, are we sure he's a no-doubt Hall of Fame? It's definitely Pete Rose.
He led the league in triples three times. He had the best OPS in 1913.
Uh-huh.
He had 202 career steals. He was caught stealing 81 times.
Okay, I don't love that. He had 1,700 hits.
He's like the 1920s version of Jose Reyes.
He had 54 home runs. Why is Shoeless Joe? Why are we even? Why is he even up for debate to be in the Hall of Fame?
Well, he did win the 1917 World Series, which calls into question, of course, what happened in 1919 Arnold Rothstein rigged the World Series.
He hit double digit home runs once. Now he did drive in .21 that year.
Dude, that wasn't his game though.
Okay, well,
plus the walls were probably 500 feet away.
Okay,
they didn't even have them. They're just big open fields they played in.
The sneaky thing that I realized
reading
about this,
Pete Rose hit.
I don't even think Shoeless Joe should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't get what all the hubbub's about this guy. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. Definitely Pete Rose.
Pete Rose season high for home runs. What do you think it was?
Ooh, couldn't have been high. 12?
16.
Okay, higher than Shoeless Joe.
16.
Yeah, he also was the hit king.
Yeah, but he also bet on baseball.
Okay. Yeah. So did Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless Joe, I don't think did. I think he was the fall guy.
Okay.
They pointed him because he was the best player. He was a Hall of Famer. He was a lock Hall of Famer, they said.
Betting on baseball, if they catch you as a player, you shouldn't be allowed to play again. They should still put you in the Hall of Fame when you have the most hits in the history of the sport.
Most hits?
You should be in there.
No, I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm going to go out on a limb.
No, nope.
I need to know who's going to be the fall guy.
No disrespect.
I think people are sleeping on Shoeless Joe Jackson.
I don't. I think people have been asleep thinking he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, actually, he is just a random player.
No disrespect.
He's today's random player, actually.
That Texas would be so happy.
I bet we've had random players with better stats.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah.
Juan Encarnacion might have had better stats. We had him the other day.
Juan Encarnacion is a good player. Apparently, horrible guy. We got a lot of texts after the fact. He's in prison.
Maybe a bad example.
He's in prison right now.
Shoeless Joe
random
Hall of Fame.
Player, not random.
Not my Hall of Fame. I can tell you that right now. They can make him eligible all they want. He shouldn't be in. Pete Rose in.
I think Bradford's friends with D.B. Sweeney, who played Shoeless Joe Jackson in 8 Men Out.
A sick brag, bro.
On behalf of Bradford. Yeah, I was thinking D.B. Cooper. I'm like, they definitely haven't caught him, Keith. D.B. Sweeney.
I think so, yeah.
Got it. Okay. My answer is Pete Rose. Did I get an answer from you?
The Shoeless Joe Jackson.
That's who you want in the Hall of Fame?
No, Pete deserves it.
I don't get people who are so upset about Pete Rose getting in the Hall of Fame. Let the guy in the Hall. The guy had the most hits in the history of the sport. What's next?
In the zombie apocalypse, would you rather have a slingshot or a really good knife?
I'm going to need Keith to go first on that.
All right. So yesterday we had the story about the slingshot. People are saying the slingshot are killing all those birds. So slingshot would be a good distance weapon in the zombie apocalypse. You wouldn't have to get up close and personal. I also think you need to find a lot of things to be able to shoot. And I don't, like, how effective is that going to be? Even if you hit a zombie from long range, I don't think you're going to be able to, like, pierce the skin right to the brains. So I would go with a good knife. Okay. Assuming it's a good knife.
Knife, though, is you really...
Full tang.
You got to get real close range, though.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
A little scary.
But that's how you clean up. You can sneak up on them. It happens in, like, Walking Dead all the time.
Kinda,
you got to knife them in the head, then you're out of there.
I can kind of pick them off from far away with the slingshot.
You don't need ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a knife's really important. Plus, you can also cut stuff. Like, if you need, like, say there's something tied up with rope.
Why is sword not an option? Because you're a sword guy. Just that's too obvious.
That's too easy an answer.
Shona was way too overpowered in Walking Dead.
Yeah, okay. Well, because you have all the great benefits of the knife, but you have like a little bit more range. So that would be, and that's a non-starter. That's obviously probably the first thing you would want in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
that and spam.
So
lasts forever.
Dark and Stormy Nights.
Yeah,
says it's the zombie apocalypse. Jones, duh, it's scary.
It's gonna be scary.
But it's scarier than I gotta run up to these zombies and stab them. I want to pick them off from long distance.
No, and I get the point. Like there would be rocks. You could shoot rocks with your slingshot, but like there's very limit. There's no damage. No damage.
Are they slow zombies or like World War Z zombies?
I'm thinking slower zombies.
I mean, like a fast zombie. You're not gonna be able to stab a fast zombie.
You could.
Well, you can't
if you're sneaky.
I couldn't
if you're sneaky about it. Sometimes the zombies just kind of
slow
like,
zombies. I get what you're saying. Maybe you could stab them right in the brains.
But like what I'm also envisioning is that like if you fortify yourself behind like a barrier and they're trying to like reach through like a fence or like a blocked doorway with like a giant like bureau in front of it, all they got to do is stick their head in, then one quick knife to it. Slingshot, no use.
Yeah, but I don't have to get close range.
No, I know. But
I don't want to deal with them.
They're still coming at you.
I'm going to say
you might inconvenience them a little bit.
I'm going to sit up on a rooftop somewhere with my spam and just try to pick them off with
eating spam.
Try to do that.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my plan.
I'm going good knife.
Okay.
Bart Simpson was barely hurting kids with his slingshot.
That's
you're going to kill a zombie with it?
Birds are getting wiped out left and right, though.
Yeah, no, they're dropping like flies.
Yeah,
I just get more
zombie
the power lines, I think.
Slingshot.
Dropping like birds.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's Would You Rather every Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. You can jump in line 617-779-7937. Pure Hoops with Terp. We're talking Celtics. We're talking Jason Tatum at high noon. And when we come back, Bill Belichick. This is nice. Defending his little girlfriend. That's next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Bill Belichick yesterday on ESPN. Apparently part of the ACC spring roundup. Bunch of the coaches were making appearances.
Get him in there.
Very nervous questioner of Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
She dipped a toe in, asking about Jordan Hudson. She was shook. I hope Strahan is a little more ready.
I think he might be more comfortable.
But Bill says, well, you know, that's really a personal relationship, and Jordan has nothing to do.
He's not on the field or anything.
With UNC football, to which, I mean, number one, I think is a lie. Maybe now she has nothing to do with it anymore. based on Pablo Torre's reporting last week. But at one point, she was quite involved. She's getting CC'd on emails, and she was stomping around at the spring game. So to say she has nothing to do with it is just a lie. At one point, she certainly had a lot to do with it, too much to do with it.
He did say personal and professional relationship.
He did say that.
But I guess Bill Belichick Enterprises is different than UNC football. I mean, I guess there is a difference.
It is.
You know.
I wonder how his muse and his flame in South Park parlance.
Yeah.
I wonder how she's feeling about
his idea mill.
Bill.
She's my muse, my flame.
Bill saying on national TV, she's got nothing to do with UNC football. And really, I mean, she's just not even a part of this. I wonder how she handles that.
Or maybe that was all her plan. Maybe everything he says is from her, and she's like, let's throw him off the scent.
I don't think so. He's hired a new PR guy.
Yeah,
the guy who used to work for the Bears is around. He's been hired by, is it officially UNC football?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what his official title there is, but he hired another outside PR guy, officially, not rumored anymore. He's hired him. So, yeah, I bet she's not happy with any of this. She's turning down, reportedly, Dancing with the Stars. She's not allowed to stamp around at the spring game anymore. Bill's not bringing her to interviews, kind of shooting down that she has any impact whatsoever, a role with UNC football, B. So, yeah, I wonder how she's feeling about all of this.
It is weird, though, because he does sort of answer it, right? Like, we've seen Bill give non-answers a lot.
True.
And just sort of be like, just kind of snort at you. It's happened to me. He just kind of snorts at you and then kind of moves on. You're like, all right, I guess we're asking something else. So, he entertains it more than you'd think that he does. But, yeah, he's trying to distance her from the football team, which I would imagine North Carolina has been urging him to do for a while. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. Like, we haven't heard the last from her. I'd be shocked by that. That'll be something else.
You asked me this yesterday. Do you think, we were doing some of the props from Bet Online. Do you think we see her at the GMA interview?
No.
Me neither.
I think even their missteps would be, that'd be too much.
She'll be there in New York, wherever they're filming. Like, she'll be somewhere.
In the green room.
Maybe.
Pacing.
But, she'll be present probably. She's not going to be sitting there shooting down questions on the side while Strahan's firing them off.
Or maybe
Bill
she'll
Belichick.
Put, like, a wire like they did with Jose Altuve, and she can just shock him when she has, like, an answer question.
Good thinking.
Yeah.
Like,
Bill, you all right?
Yeah.
No, just next question. Next question.
They did that in Saving Silverman, too, I think.
Yes.
They did that.
Definitely worked.
Famously at the date. I don't think it worked out very well.
No.
Do you think Strahan dabbles in any of this? Like, at least she dabbled in it in the interview yesterday. She asked about Jordan. The name was uttered. Strahan does that?
I think he kind of has to. I think it's just too big of a story. There's the big write-up in the Washington Post about Jordan and this whole thing. I don't think Strahan, honestly, would probably really want to. I'm sure Strahan would love to talk to him about football and kind of bust his chops about the Super Bowl in 07 and sort of do a football interview. But he does work for people. They're going to be like, hey, we have this guy on. We probably have to do this.
He also should have, some pride somewhere along the lines and be like, well, this it's a huge, it's a massive
topic.
Story. Yeah. It needs to be asked. Like, I know he's, not, a real hardcore Big J journalist. Neither are we. So that's not a shot. But, there's a responsibility to ask about big stories in a setting like that. I'd imagine he has some pride to ask the question.
If you only had, say, 5 questions to sit down with Bill.
Yeah.
Like,
what the hell are you doing? That's number one.
It has to be
like,
on
if you
there.
Could really have a real conversation, what the hell are you doing? Number one.
I think you sort of soft shoe it. You sort of start out with a North Carolina based question. You can kind of pivot that into the NFL. Do you want to be back in the NFL? Then you kind of go into your book. And then I think you sort of mention Kraft in there too. And then you probably have to get to this Jordan story. It's become such a big national topic.
And the follow up there in that interview. And who knows? I mean, maybe it was agreed upon. You can ask a question. Don't press me on it.
Yeah.
I'll answer it as long as you do that. But otherwise, it's going to get ugly. I mean, I don't know how it was negotiated behind the scenes. And I bet it was negotiated behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But the follow-up question is, all right, she has nothing to do with UNC football anymore? Or she never had anything to do with UNC football? Did something change?
Right.
Would be a question that Strahan should try to get into when Bill sits down with GMA on Friday.
Yeesh. Well, so we'll have that, right? That's what time's that show on? And I assume 8, 7, 8, 9, somewhere there.
Well, here's the good news, Keith. If the Celtics, like many of you feel, are about to get eliminated, they have no shot without Jason Tatum. I mean, we'll spend some time reacting to the game tomorrow for sure. Yeah. Pick up the pieces.
But Friday,
we got the Patriots schedule coming out. That's a full-on reaction tomorrow. And then the Bill interview on Friday. Yeah, exactly.
It's always busy around
Lots
here.
Of stuff for us.
Always busy.
You know, there's always material out there. 617-779-7937. You can climb aboard. We'll get into some of these schedule leaks for the New England Patriots about an hour from now. And top of the hour, let's check in with Terp. Pure Hoops. High noon. Next.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.